The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Very bad news for homeowners yesterday. A report from Realty Track showed default notices filed by banks, that's the first step in the foreclosure process, were up 33% between August and July. In California, those filings were up even more. The average was 55%. And Sarah McCarron and her husband, Michael, are one of those homeowners. They live in Riverside, California. They received a foreclosure notice just in the past few weeks. Ever since Michael lost his job, his wife, Sarah, says they've struggled to make their payments. And we asked Bank of America about the McCarron's mortgage. Here's what Bank of America said. Quote, "The last time we reviewed the McCarron's for a loan modification, the McCarron's were not in a position to make an affordable payment. Recently, we sent them a letter offering to review them again for Treasury's Making Home Affordable program." But Sarah says the bank has been not quite as helpful as they say in offering terms.
Our first application, we were rejected because we were current on our loan. We hadn't actually defaulted at that point because we were spending our savings to make the payment. And that was the second reason that we were rejected. We had sufficient savings. By the time we got to the second application, they did offer to help us cash in my husband's 401k. So what that says to me is that they want to bleed off as much as they can before they take the property.
That seems to be a very similar situation as one of our guests this morning, Don Roske. He lives in New Jersey, where they're seeing another high level of default notices, up 42% between July and August. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
You live in Somerset, New Jersey. You've lived there for 37 years, and you got a foreclosure notice in June, right?
That is correct.
What happened?
Well, we have been struggling for some time to meet our payments. My wife and I have both lost our jobs. I'm 75 years of age, so I had a job which was primarily a part-time job, and I came down with some physical problems, which put me in the hospital, so I couldn't work at all. My wife, in the meantime, works a part-time job, primarily. What is it you're doing, dear?
Proofreading.
And she has various contracts with various organizations in the area, and we've managed to meet our commitment as far as the bank is concerned. But we've called the bank and asked for the last 3 years for a modification. And the problem we've had with the bank is that they'll say, well, we'll give you a specialist that'll take care of you. Please send us various documentation, and we would make copies. Sometimes there'll be 30 or 40 copies, and email them to the person, and the next thing we'd find is that person has been transferred to somewhere else. So here's another person for you, and we'll repeat the process. And we kept on, every single time that we'd get a new home loan specialist, we'd have to send all the paperwork over again. And this went on close to 3 years, and it was very, very frustrating. Part of the time, what we did is we called Rush Holt, who was our congressman, and asked for his help, because sometimes congressmen can help. And we got the name of a specialist for the from the president of Bank America, and we talked to that person, and very solicitous, no problem as far as being solicitous is concerned. A lot of promises, but unfortunately, I can't say that anything has come through.
So are you, Don, are you going to lose your home?
We've gotten a default notice. Yes, we have. At the last moment, well, but of course, they haven't kicked us out in the street or anything like that. We got a letter from Bank America saying thank you for working with Bank America on loan modification, and we are pleased to inform you that your home loan specialist will be in your area very shortly, and we would very much like to have a chance to chat with you.
Okay.
And they gave us three locations and three different dates, and we called.
And we did get a something from Bank of America saying they offered a trial modification, then their records indicate they declined the offer. You know, Don Roske is in the position of a number of homeowners. He and his wife Peggy live in a home in Somerset, New Jersey. Also with us, Professor Susan Wachter, who's professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Susan, what's going on here? Is there a bureaucracy, or are these just simply foreclosures that banks are finally getting around to?
We've had a de facto foreclosure moratorium for a number of months now. And that is, I think these new numbers herald that is over, at least for one of the major banks. It's unclear exactly what's happening in the numbers, but that is a significant spike. And there's other indications that foreclosure through Bank of America are significantly up, particularly in the West. And this certainly is consistent with the overall numbers.
Well, but Professor Wachter, what does this say about the housing market, that it has finally hit bottom?
Well, no, it's too soon to say that. The housing market has been bouncing along a bottom, and this is certainly a dramatic change in foreclosure activity. But it's just 1 month. We don't know whether this is heralding something new.
Well, I understand that the Bank of America and other banks are sending them out to places in the West because they don't require a court order in order to get a foreclosure. Is that correct?
I don't know the details. It does depend on the state.
So once they get this backlog cleared that you're talking about, the ending the moratorium on foreclosures, does that mean that they've worked through the so-called phantom inventory of homes?
Phantom or shadow inventory. It certainly is going to take a long time before that happens. This may herald the beginning of that new phase in this very long, difficult situation. But it's not going to be just 1 month. It will take a year or more to go through the inventory.
And not very good news for homeowners.
Of course not.
Susan Wachter is professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. And we spoke with Don Roske, who's lived with his wife, Peggy, in the same house in Somerset, New Jersey, for 37 years. They received a foreclosure notice in June.